Just give you all a very warm welcome to Cumber Free Presbyterian Church for the final service of our Children and Young People's Day. We were blessed this morning, listened to these young ones as they were reciting scripture, as they were singing the hymns of Zion, and we were greatly blessed through the message we heard from the Reverend Hannah. So we trust the Lord will be with us tonight, and we want to warmly welcome you all in our Saviour's wonderful name. Thank you for joining with us. We know that some are visiting with us, some are here perhaps maybe for the first time, as we had this morning as well. So we warmly welcome you all in our Saviour's name, and we want to thank you for joining with us. So we have the President of the Apprentice Boys here as well in full uniform. Thank you very much, James. Thought it was the wrong service there for a minute, but anyway, so we're definitely on the Children's Day, aren't we? Okay, there's no marching band coming in yet. 31st of July is when they're arriving, so sorry about that, James. He's not easily embarrassed anyway. But we want to welcome those as well that are listening online. We do have an online community, and we want to warmly welcome those that are listening through the social media platforms, whether it's Sermon Audio, Facebook or YouTube. We welcome you in the Saviour's name. Trust the Lord will bless you richly and encourage your heart. Just before we come to pray, I would like just to make a couple of announcements, and that is that for prayer this Friday, God willing, our sister Deborah Huddleston and Rachel and Luke will be flying out along with, I think in total, about 17 individuals. They'll be going to Romania with the Reverend David Park. And I know that this Friday at about 10:30 or so, whenever they're travelling, they would appreciate your prayers. So please remember them in prayer. That's Deborah Huddleston and Rachel and Luke. And pray for Mark, for he's going to have to do all the cooking and all the ironing and the cleaning. Exactly like me, bro, that's what I'm doing at the minute. My wife's hurt her back very bad and not able to do much in the house. But I'm domesticated, but I cannot cook. That's my downfall, is the cooking. But do remember, please, Deborah and the team, as they would go out to Romania with the Reverend Park on Friday. And then we want to congratulate our brother, Pastor Peter Craig. He got engaged last week, I think it was. I'm not sure when it was, but he did get engaged, that's definite. Got that straight from the horse's mouth. And we want to wish God's richest blessing to Peter and to Lucy, and we pray the Lord will be with them. And all this happening for him because he also has received a call to Grange Baptist Church, and he will be accepting that call. And we wish God's servant every blessing as he takes up the pastoral ministry in Grange Baptist. So everything's happening for Peter at this time. He's got engaged and he's got a call now to the church there in Grange, and we trust the Lord will bless him and encourage the family. Let's just bow briefly in prayer, please, before the Lord. Father in heaven, we do thank thee for a sense of the divine presence. We thank thee, Lord, we come to a great God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And Lord, in the beauty of holiness and the spirit of truth, we enter into thy most holy and sacred presence. We come, the living, to praise thee, and we come to worship the triune Jehovah God of heaven and earth, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one God. We worship thee, Trinity in unity. We bow before thy presence. We come in the power of the Holy Spirit through the blessed mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, to thee, the Father. And we worship thee, and we thank thee for every token of thy love and mercy. We thank thee for salvation, full and free. We thank thee for the cross. We thank thee, Father, for sending the darling of thy bosom, thine only begotten and well-beloved Son, into this world. We thank thee for his willingness to come and leave the realms of glory and enter into a virgin's womb to be born as a man and dwell amongst men, for the sinlessly perfect life he lived, establishing righteousness for us, and then the atoning death, satisfying divine justice. And Lord, we thank thee he finished the work, his body broken, his blood shed, he paid the price in full, and we rejoice he's a risen Saviour. Death could not hold its prey. He tore the bars away, up from the grave he arose, and we thank thee for one who said, I am alive forevermore. And we thank thee he has the keys of hell and death, and we rejoice that he is the only Saviour, and we rejoice in him who is the Redeemer of God's elect and the Saviour of the world. And we pray that in the Saviour's name that thou would bless these young ones. We thank thee for them. We thank thee, Lord, in this day in which we live, when we see so many young people going astray, when we see so many homes wrecked by sin, and Lord, we recognise the grace of God in the lives of these young ones, and we thank Thee, O God, that of them could be said, as it was said of Timothy of old, from a child Thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make Thee wise unto salvation. And we pray You'll bless them, young in life. Save each one of them. We covet them for God and for Christ. And we pray, Lord, that not just because they're brought up in a Christian church or a Christian family, Lord, that wouldn't save anyone. We recognize it. We realize, Lord, there has to be grace bestowed and a work done. And we pray, Lord, that early in life they may come by faith and receive Christ as their Saviour, and that they may grow in grace, that may be strengthened with all might in the inner man, and be able to stand for the Lord in these days. So bless the program tonight. We commend it to Thee, and we pray You'll bless Thy servant as he comes to minister the gospel, Lord, as he comes to speak to the boys and girls and young people and adults. We pray You'll bless him in his own soul. Pray, Lord, You'll bring all things to his remembrance, and not only here in Cumber, but across our province and across the land. We pray, Lord, there will be the preaching forth of the word, the lifting up of Christ, and the blood-stained banner of the cross. We pray for the exaltation of the finished work and precious blood of the Lamb. We pray, Lord, You will come now and do souls good and save the lost. Come on a rescue mission. Come, Lord, and bring conviction for sin. Bring true conversion to Christ. Lord, we would rather have no professions than empty ones or false ones. We pray for a definite and definitive and, Lord, a sure work of God in the heart. We pray, Lord, for true conversion, and we pray, Lord, repentance and faith in grace would be bestowed, that sinners would be converted and Thy great name honoured and glorified. We commend, O God, individuals to Thee. We think of Deborah, we think of Rachel and Luke as they prepare in the divine will to go to Romania on this missionary trip. We pray You'll go with them and go before them. Lord, You promised even in Thy word, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And we praise Thee and bless Thee, Lord, that when You send forth Your sheep, it said in Scripture, He goeth before them. So, Lord, go before them, we pray, and watch over them, and protect and preserve and bless and encourage them. And grant, Lord, You'll watch over the team as they travel. Give them journeying mercies and great blessing in the gospel. We pray, Lord, for our brother, Pastor Craig, for Peter, Lord. We commend him to Thee and Lucy. We commend, O God, the work that he will take up very soon in the divine will. Lord, we pray You'll make him, Lord, an instrument in Thy hand, a pastor, Lord, for the people, and a preacher of the word. We pray, Lord, he will have the latter and the early and the latter rain in his ministry, and that early in his preaching, we pray that souls will be converted, that You'll pass to the flock through him, and You'll bless him richly and encourage his heart. So hear our prayer now, and Father, continue with us and do our souls good. And Father, in answer now to prayer, glorify Thy dear Son. And the people of God said, Amen and Amen. Number 42, we'll stand together and we'll sing number 42 after the key, please.
Yeah.
up good singing, but we do have prize giving. So could we skip to the final verse, if that was all right, ma'am, at the back? That just gives you a wee moment there just to skip to the final verse. Let's sing heartily. You're singing well. Let's just increase the volume. Seated. I'm going to ask our clerk of session, Mr. Jackie Alistair, if he'll come forward. He's going to make some necessary announcements. And then straight after that, without any introduction, we'll hand over to the young people for their programme for this evening. Thank you.
Well, it's good to see you all again this evening. A good number gathered out, and that's very encouraging. And we do bid you welcome. No doubt there are visitors in, and we welcome you especially along to our special Children and Young People's Day services. Do you remember, young folk, that afterwards tonight there is that youth rally at 8:45 p.m. up in the Martyrs Memorial Church, and the Reverend Julian Patterson is the speaker at that youth rally this evening. And remember, our meetings during the week, Tuesday at 8 p.m, our prayer meeting, time of Bible study, and Friday at 10 p.m, the men's prayer meeting. Next Lord's Day, no Sabbath school, Sabbath school off now until the beginning of September. So no Sabbath school, but our two services, of course, continue, 11:30 and 7 p.m. It is the last Lord's Day of the month, next Lord's Day, so we'll be meeting around the Lord's table after the morning service. And of course, weather permitting, there will be the open-air witness in the afternoon at 3 p.m. Can I mention, just as I did this morning, a couple of barbecues that are coming up. First of all, this Friday night, Friday the 24th, and that this is for the young adults from the North Down area, who of course have their monthly meeting around the different churches. And those young adults, there is a barbecue. It's up at our brother Collins, up at McKee's, at 7 p.m. this Friday evening. So do keep that in mind. And then, as we mentioned this morning, for our own congregation here, there is a barbecue and fun night going to be held on Saturday the 2nd of July here in the church grounds, and that will be at 7 p.m. And everyone who's here is warmly invited to come to that. It's for all of the congregation, all of the different works amongst the children and young people, all of our adults, and all of you who come along from time to time, and you're welcome to come and to bring your friends with you. So we would emphasise that on Saturday the 2nd of July at 7 p.m. So we'll just hand over now to the group.
Thank you for joining with us at our evening service. We have been thinking about Father's Day today and the work of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Rebecca will begin this evening by playing on the piano, Holy, 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 reminding us with the words in verse 1, God in three persons, Blessed Trinity. Following this, the children will sing God Can Do Anything, We Really Want to Thank You, Lord, and One Way.
Thank you.
As a father, Solomon gave wise advice to his son in Proverbs 3. His advice was to never forget God's word. It was to be memorized. God's promise of guidance is clear in verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The junior Bible class of Bethan, Caleb, Emily, Jonathan, Matthew and Rebecca will now recite Proverbs 3, verses 1 to 14. Following this, the children will sing Wide, Wide is the Ocean and 1, 2, 3.
My son, forget not my laws, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall be added to thee.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favour and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
Honour thy Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall the barns be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out with new wine.
My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth.
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof of fine gold.
Thank you. We will now have our second Bible recitation of Philippians 4, verse 4, the 8, 11, and 13 by Andrew, Emily, Madeline, Micah, Noah, and Timothy. This passage encourages everyone who has asked the Lord Jesus Christ into their heart and lives to rejoice in their salvation. Following this, Bethan, Jonathan, and Emily will play Trust and Obey, which also reminds us of the true happiness that can be found when we trust and obey Him.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think upon these things.
Not that I speak in respect of one, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content.
I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me.
Our final choruses are, I have decided to follow Jesus, oh how I love my Lord, and soon and very soon. The Bible tells us in Romans 5 verse 8, but God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We trust that you have placed your faith in God for salvation, and can find joy in knowing how much God loves you. We finish by asking, will you decide now to follow Jesus?
I'm sure you'll agree with me, we've been really blessed today in listening to these young ones. Tremendous tonight. And if you couldn't smile on Children's Day in most of our churches and other places, then there's something wrong with you. I had a quick scan of the congregation and I could see you all smiling. So obviously the little ones at the front were entertaining you as well as they were me. I wonder, could we just show our appreciation to all these young ones? Okay, they're even clapping for themselves as well, so they are. So a big shout out to these young ones, and thank you very much indeed. Did you remember what I said this morning about getting something from your mum and dad? Did you have a word with them around the dinner table? No? You did? Good man, good man. Now, you remember what I said to you? If you don't get anything from your mum and dad or your granddad or your granny or something, would you come and tell me? And would you give me their name, address, even their phone number, their bank details? No, am I joking? Their PIN number and card, no. And I'll name and shame them, will I? Will I? And tell them they give you nothing. But we have prizes anyway, even if they didn't. We have prizes for you here this evening. So you're going to get all these prizes, and you've done really, really well. We have to say that. And that passage in Proverbs 3, 1 to 14, that was tremendous. And also to the young ones that were playing on these musical instruments. I'm only discovering what the name of one of them is. I saw it on the sheet there. Euphorium? There you are. I didn't know that. But anyway, that's what it is. And played excellent. And we do thank these young ones for taking part. And to our Sunday school superintendent, our brother Colin McKee, and all our teachers, and all those who have helped and prayed and supported, and to the parents who send their children faithfully to our Sunday school and Bible class. We want to thank you sincerely, and we want to say to you how much we appreciate your labour of love in this department. We trust the Lord will bless all the young ones over the holiday season, and we know you'll be coming and going from church. You'll be heading away on your holidays. You'll be going here, there, and yonder, and we'll see you betimes, and then again, God willing, we'll all meet again in September in the will of the Lord. But we know you will be here at times, and there are holidays planned. So we wish you God's richest blessing, and we pray the Lord will encourage you. Let's sing just a few verses of the hymn number 63 before the Reverend Hannah comes to speak to us. The Natalia, boys and girls, is going to speak on something that he has never spoken, well, I have never heard spoken on before. And he's going to do something tonight that I don't think I've ever heard and seen in a children's day. So there you are. So it's going to be something special. Have you been guessing? Some of the adults, I think they know what it is, but I'm not going to say, because I'm not allowed to say, but people have told me, and I can only say you're right or you're wrong. Okay, well, we'll stand, we'll sing verses 1 and 2 only of the hymn number 63, please. Let's all stand as we worship. I did say to you he's going to bring something special. You know, my boys were guessing this afternoon, and they were saying to me, "Dad, what is it?" And I says, "I can't tell you. He's sworn me to secrecy. And it's more than my life's worth. See the size of him? I wouldn't want to break the word." But one of my boys says, "I think I know what it is." And I says, "What is it?" "I know what he's doing tonight." I says, "What is it?" He says, "Gymnastics." Well, I would like to see that. I really would. Unless, and I hope it doesn't happen, unless he trips coming up onto the platform, he does a forward somersault and then flips back again. And I'll tell you this, have a look at him. He's not genetically engineered to do that tonight. But he has a skill, and he's going to show you what he can do. Go on ahead, Paul, and don't trip, please.
Good evening, boys and girls. Oh, everybody's sleeping. Are you all tired? You're still in the pillow. Oh, I'll try that again. Good evening, boys and girls. Oh, that's a wee bit like that. Oh, I used to love getting into the schools in Belfast and getting all the kids woke up in the assemblies in the morning. Now, I'm not here to do gymnastics. Imagine suggesting and thinking that I might be here to do gymnastics. You'd be wondering why the table come up. That would be matchwood if I was doing gymnastics using that as a prop. But what do you think I have with me today? Oh, big heavy pipe. What do you think I've got in my box today? No, only one person in the place knows. Everybody thought they knew. And it suddenly turns out that nobody knew apart from one or two guys. What have I got?
A trumpet.
How did you guess? You're nearly right in the fact it is something that makes a loud sound. It's been described earlier as noise. You know what that is? You know what noise is in the dictionary? Unwanted sound. That's the dictionary form of that word. What do I have here? What do you think it is? Who else had the hand up here? Had you your hand up? Maybe yours was the same guess. You had a guess. Anybody else got a guess? Hands up, no shouting out. Is it bagpipes? What do I see? I think some people thought I have brought a set of pipes with me. Hands up if you thought I brought a set of pipes. Not that many. Mr. Martin's hands weren't up. Are you ready? Who wants to see my pipes? Who wants to see my pipes? Nobody. Mr. Martin, I think I'll go home. Do you think an early supper could work? Nobody wants to see my pipes. Do you want to see pipes? Right, hold on. Hold on to see what we can find here. Now, I have brought a lovely set of... Isn't that what that is? Is that what you're expecting? I hope you're not disappointed. Oh. Well, I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board, brother. I think they're a wee bit... Wait a minute. Right, I've something else here as well. Oh, this really is a heavier box. Whatever we have here. What do we have here now? Oh, look at this. Who thought I had bagpipes with me tonight? I know everybody's the expert. Yep, that's just about right. That's just about typical. I have here, now, they must be from IKEA, because it's some assembly required. What do I say? I'm only joking about the IKEA bit, of course. Oh, is that right? You see, this morning we had experts in. Now we've got pipe experts in as well. Oh, look, there's all these different wee parts of my pipes need to be assembled. Where do we see now what we have here? Now, there we are. Oh, isn't that a lovely set of bagpipes? Can you see my bagpipes at the back row? Good lads, can you see my bagpipes here on the floor of the main body of the church? Yes, now the back row, the gallery's more awake than you guys. But you boys and girls, can you see my bagpipes here? Aren't they lovely?
Yeah.
Now, do you know how I got these bagpipes? Oh, it's a lovely story. I love to tell it. Of how I was walking through the forest one day, Mr. Martin, and suddenly there was a bit of a storm whipped up in the corner of the forest, and a tree fell down, and another tree landed on top of it, and suddenly, out of nothing, as it were, appeared this set of bagpipes. They just happened. Does that sound right?
No.
Why not? What sounds wrong with that? What's the problem with that wee story? Do you think that's how these bagpipes came about?
No.
Oh, I do not think so. You see, these bagpipes were designed and were made by a skilled craftsman many, many years ago. In fact, oh, I think I might have to get helpers to come up and help me. Now, I need somebody who's very, very intelligent and somebody who can, look at the hands going up, look, and somebody who can read.
I can read too.
Can you read too? Well, that's pretty impressive. I stand here impressed. Where do I see these boys here? End of the row there. Come on, you up here and give me a hand. Now, where do I see what I have here? There's something that I want to show this man. What's your name?
Noah.
Noah. I think, Noah, you're the man. Where do I see now? Are you the man? Are you the bagpipe expert? What does this say, Noah? Can you see that right in there?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Peter,
and then there's another word. It's all joined up writing.
Hardison.
This young man, Noah, has just identified that there's writing on my bagpipes, on this big part here, which is called the base stock, and it says Peter Henderson.
That's the maker. And in fact, if you look down here, it's hard to see it. You see the same name again? Sort of hard to see it with a velvet cover. See the name Peter? You go and sit down, Noah. Thank you very much. Noah has rightly identified that somebody not only made these bagpipes, but somebody has stamped and indeed engraved these particular bagpipes with his own name. You know, boys and girls, that makes me think about what we see around us every single day. That makes me think about what we see out in nature all the time. We see the stamp of God upon his wonderful creation. In fact, these bagpipes, if I were to take this cover off and look meticulously at the base drone stock, I would find a number, an individual number, a serial number, because every single set of bagpipes are unique. Every single set of bagpipes are slightly different. And in fact, every single bagpipes have a story. These bagpipes are precious to me. In fact, I bought these bagpipes on the way home from my last exam of Bible college. Did you know that, brother? There's a whole story behind these bagpipes. And if you ask me later on, I might even tell you the story. But you know what? These bagpipes are even more precious to me now than they were a month ago. Because I was asked to go over and preach to a big open-air gathering of children like yourself, about I suppose 500 or 600 children gathered in a park a couple of weeks ago in Gloucester, and I took my pipe backs over with me on the plane. Went back again home. I don't know if you knew this, Mr. Martin. Went back again home, only to discover that the pipes hadn't come with me. They were still lying in Heathrow somewhere. And it took 4 full days before I saw my bagpipes again. And whenever the courier landed at my house about 8 minutes past 9 on the Wednesday night with my bagpipes, oh, I could have kissed him. I didn't. I was out the back of the house welding, in fact, and the wife knocked the window, Esther knocked the window, there's something here for you. And I said, could it be? And I ran in and I said, is the man away? Bring him in for a cup of tea. In fact, bring him in for a sirloin steak. He's brought my bagpipes home. Most people lose maybe a bit of dirty laundry or something whenever they get their luggage lost. But I'd lost my bagpipes and everything else that was in the box as well. These bagpipes have a particular story. And you know, boys and girls, every one of us were created by a loving God. We were made individually. We were made like others. But every one of us are unique. Every one of us are different. It never ceases to amaze me. No matter how many people you meet, everybody has got a different story. These pipes have a different story from someone else's. Everybody's got a different set of unique features that make us just that little bit different from everybody else. But these are my bagpipes. Now, who wants to hear the bagpipes? Oh, just the front row. Okay. Well, let everybody else go at the end of the meeting, and then we'll play a wee tune for you. Would that do? Or does anybody at the back want to hear them as well? Oh, there's maybe a wee bit more of a consensus there. Okay, well, maybe have a wee go at the bagpipes. Are you ready? Give us a big countdown. 3, 2, 1, play. Oh, dear. I think there's something wrong with my bagpipes. I'm not so sure what's... I've seen them and, you know, I don't know. There's something wrong. Well, we'll try it again. 3, 2, 1, play. Does anybody have any idea what's wrong with my bagpipes?
You're not blowing it.
No, we're not blowing it. What do you think the problem is? You have to blow. Where do you blow? Where do we blow? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Where do we see what we've been? Oh, look at this. Now, could this be the missing piece? What would this bit be? Oh, this is... Right. I think there's somewhere where this might go. Does this make sense? Oh, that's better now. You know what that makes me think of, boys and girls? It makes me think about what the Bible tells us about every single boy or girl or every single man or woman that walks on this earth. It makes me think about what God's Word, the Bible, the Scriptures of truth, tell us. In fact, it tells us in the Word of God, in the book of the beginnings, in the book of Genesis, in chapter 2, verse 7, it says this. Are you ready? This is very, very important. Because this verse tells us what is different between us as people, human beings, and every other single animal that's ever been made. It says this. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man, listen to this, boys and girls, and man became a living soul. Isn't that a lovely word? And man became a living soul. Do you want to see the difference it makes whenever I breathe or whenever I blow into my lovely set of Henderson bagpipes? These bagpipes that are precious to me. Do you know what I did with these bagpipes whenever I got them back? Did I throw them in a corner and forget about them? Did I let dust gather on them? I put them out on my kitchen table and I spent 4 hours polishing them. That's what I did. They're even more precious now after I had lost them. But where do I see what they sound like when we breathe into them? See, at the minute they're just dead. Aren't they like this? Aren't they just like this? You know what this is? You know what that is? It's a dead one of these. That's what that is. And my bagpipes are just like, they're just dead. They're just like this. A dead one of these. You see how to watch it? A live one of these could get you. What do you see the difference it makes whenever we breathe into the bagpipes? You ready? Are you ready? Now this might have a wee bit of ear popping quality. What do you think of that, boys and girls? Did that make a wee bit of a difference? Just a wee bit of a difference? It sounds a wee bit like the people in the 12th of July parade, that's right. Now imagine bringing that into the discussion. Oh, I could go down a whole rabbit trail there. I like that. Good man. Good man for opening that wee avenue. But you know the difference, boys and girls? Are you watching? Are you watching? Boys and girls, the difference it makes whenever we breathe into the bagpipes. Now, do you want me to play something? Do you really want me to play something? Oh, really? Getting your appetites going now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Is that good enough? Is that dead on? Do you recognize that? You know, I think there's something wrong. I think, what else do we have in this box? There's something just not right about my bagpipes. What do we have here? I had to borrow this off one of the musicians earlier. Oh, wow, look at this. Do you want to see what I've got here? Yeah. Do you really want to see? Right, what have I got here? What have I got here? One word will sum up what I've got here. One word begin with M and end with U, yes, I see. Music, very good, and my clue wasn't very specific, sir, was it? We have here a set of music. And do you know what music is? Music is to let us know what notes to play, and indeed what notes not to play, and how long to play that note for, and all the rest of it, a set of music. Well, you know what that makes me think of, boys and girls? It makes me think about this precious, precious book. It makes me think about the Word of God. Now, I have in my hands a very, very old Bible. Do you think it's out of date? No. Oh, but it's 70 years of age. It says on the inside of it, when it was Christmas 1955. Surely that's out of date, is it not? Yes. Do you think it is out of date? Does anybody else think this book is out of date? Well, let me tell you right now, boys and girls, I'm glad to hear you've changed your decision. Let me tell you now, boys and girls, that this book is certainly not out of date. In fact, this book is God's most precious word, and it is bang up to date. And it tells us every single thing that we need to know about the past, about the present, and about indeed what we must do for the future. God's word tells us exactly what we need to do. And in fact, that reminds me of the music of the bagpipes. And there's something very, very specific about bagpipe music. Do you ever see a piper walking down the road? You and your bands, yes? You've seen the bands. You've seen pipers down the road, that's right. And when pipers walk down the road, did you ever see them with a music stand in front of them? Did you ever see the second row of pipers with the music stapled onto the boy's back in front? No, I wouldn't really like that. I walk in the front row, for I'm the pipe sergeant in the band. That means I walk in the front left corner and there's nobody else in front of me. So I have nobody to staple my notes to. And I wouldn't want somebody getting into my back with a staple gun. Because you know what we do, boys and girls? We memorize. In pipe bands, I suppose, more than anything else, we memorize the music. And I'm so encouraged this evening to hear recitation after recitation of memorized scripture. God's word hidden within our hearts. And it is for that reason that we're able to memorize what the word of God tells us, and we're able to memorize. Now, who wants me to play a tune? Has anybody got any favourite tunes that you want me to play? Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus loves me. With another hand up over here as well. Anything else? Any other music that you think of? No?
Very often, whenever I go into Belfast schools, and you see, in Belfast schools, the majority of children of primary school age have never, ever heard bagpipes. Imagine that. You see, bagpipes were replaced with flutes years ago, because if you walked down the road with a set of bagpipes in the Troubles, the army would stop and search you. Isn't that right, brother? You could have anything in that pipe box. And a whole lot of boys and girls in Belfast have never heard the pipes. And I'll say, have you got a favourite tune? And they'll call out a pop song. I don't know it. They'll call out this song or that song. I don't know it. But you know the song that I do know? I know the song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. I know songs like Jesus Loves Me. I know songs like that. And I have them memorized in my heart. Who wants to hear the bagpipes? Who wants to hear a tune like that? Okay, well, we'll see how this goes. Now, another thing about the bagpipes, here's a wee warning. You have to tune them up. I'm not going to take time to do that today. So, we'll see how this goes. You ready? Who knows the truth of that hymn? Who knows the fact, the thing that the God's Word teaches us, that Jesus loves me? I know it. Many in the building tonight know this truth. They know. In fact, it was recited this morning, isn't that right? Didn't somebody recite John chapter 3, verse 16? About God's love, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. We know that Jesus loves me. But any of us know, that's head knowledge. But does any of us in the meeting tonight know that heart knowledge of amazing grace? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Well, we'll play Amazing Grace and then hand over to the Reverend Martin to close the meeting. Well, we'll play that lovely hymn that speaks about how the Lord saved our soul through that amazing grace. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you really ready? Good man.
Folks, I'd just like to thank the Reverend Paul Hanna for coming today and speaking to the young people and to us all. And you'll never forget about the bagpipes, sure you'll not. And did you ever think that you were like a set of bagpipes? Huh? Imagine. And it's not your loudness. Remember what he said? They were created, and you are created by God. He didn't just appear as he was walking through the woods. The tree fell, another fell, and a set of bagpipes just appeared. No, you were created by God, and he formed you and Adam from the dust of the ground. And you're unique. Now, some of us may look alike. Remember the egg this morning? I have a head like that, haven't I? I know one young person, and they said, how will I know the difference between a boiled egg and one that's not boiled? And a young person said, smash it over the Reverend Martin's head. That's what they said. And then you wouldn't have known, because this is the hard-boiled egg as well. But imagine, you're unique. And of course, just like these pipes, they're well looked after, well cared for. He didn't kiss them, but he polished them for 4 hours, imagine. I didn't polish my shoes for 10 minutes, never mind 4 hours. And you are special, and the Lord loves you. He played it on the bagpipes, that Jesus loves me. Isn't that a wonderful thing, to be loved by someone? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, loved me and gave himself for me. On the cruel cross of Calvary, he showed his love, didn't he? When he took your place and died, shed his blood, rose again. And you know the wonderful thing is this, he can give you life. Just as the Reverend Hannah gave life to these pipes, I couldn't do that. He did. So the Lord can give you new life in Christ when you come as a sinner to him. Now, will you remember the story about the bagpipes? Won't you? And we trust that you will come to know Christ as your own and personal Saviour. We'll bow briefly in prayer, and then we're going to hand out the prizes. Are you ready to receive your prizes, boys and girls? Okay, and then there's supper for everyone, and you can make your way over to the church hall, and there are tables there. Just sit wherever you want and eat as much as you like. How's that? All right. Father, we thank thee for today, for a sense of the divine presence. We acknowledge thy goodness to us in gifting to this congregation, young people and little lambs of the flock. And we do pray earnestly that each one might come to know Christ as their own and personal Saviour, that they would be born of thy Spirit, washed in the blood, that they will be saved by sovereign grace. And we pray, O God, they will experience new birth and new life and the transforming power of grace in the gospel. Amen. We pray, Lord, for their families, their mums, their dads, their aunts, their uncles, brothers, sisters, their grandparents. We commend them to thee. And we pray, Lord, that each one today in this house, hearing thy word, might come to know Christ as their Saviour and have eternal life. Yes. And peace with God. Bless thy servant, we pray, who has come among us. Bless these little ones and undertake for them. And then afterward, Lord, as we gather for some fellowship and supper, do hallow our time with the sense of the divine presence. Amen. Take of our thanks for the things provided, and do bless them to our bodily use. And watch over us, we pray, in the Saviour's precious name. Amen. I'm going to invite our super.